Well, hello and welcome to my podcast this week. I'm playing a little hooky, leaving Louisiana, going up to North Carolina, which is kind of my second home, up in the mountains around Boone, Blowing Rock, Grandfather Mountain, that area, if you're familiar with it, about an hour and a half northeast out of Asheville. Wonderful place in the mountains. It was a real stifling 72 degrees during the day, and at night it gets down to maybe in the mid-50s, so great place to take a break from Louisiana. Several things to share with you. First of all, the people in the Boone area and all that area up there, which is the home of Appalachian State College, are really gearing up for their first football game against LSU. Appalachian State is looked on as kind of a pushover in Baton Rouge, not much of an opponent for LSU, but it might be surprising that Appalachian State's a pretty feisty little team. First of all, they won the national 2A championship of smaller schools last year. They're the number one team in the country. At the beginning of their season, they knocked off Michigan, which at the time was ranked as number one or two in the country, beat them in a huge upset, and they're hoping to do the same thing with LSU this year. I was hiking on some trails and had my LSU hat on, and I got some catcalls and some boos and some good-natured ribbing by some very stout fans who are certainly gearing up for their first LSU football game. A matter of, 3 weeks away? It's the 30th of August, so it's right around the corner. Other thing I did was, you know, we don't take vacations too much anymore. It's hardly, the dinner hour has gone by the wayside. We don't sit down with the family dinner, and we just don't take family vacations. Some because of the price of gas, they can't afford it, but more and more it's a time element. We get so darn busy in our lives. Our kids have soccer and so many things they have to do. We just don't get away. And I'm bound and determined to keep taking my August vacation every year. And I've enjoyed being up in the mountains and just tuning out. Got some good books. I read fiction. Don't want to know anything about the real world, number one. Number two, something I've just made a goal to do is turn off my computer. Luckily, up in the mountains where I am, there is very limited Wi-Fi access to begin with, so the iPhone I have doesn't work up there. Either does the laptop, unless you make a trip into a town like Boone or Blowing Rock to find a coffee shop somewhere that has internet access. So I turn off the computer, turn off the iPhone, I check in by the landline once a day back home to be sure all is well. But it's really been nice to tune out. I guess, I've been a techno addict, so I'm kind of taking a technological Sabbath, if you will, for a period during this stay. And so far, it's worked out very, very well for me. I haven't really missed it at all. And I don't really watch TV during the time I'm gone. You turn on TV. In my column this week, I wrote about this very thing. You might take a few minutes and read over my column that's posted. All the things on TV are so negative, and they give you 101 remedies to take care of your problems. And then I love the warning signs on so many of the remedies. The warning signs say that, hey, we're going to give you some medicine to fix it, but by the way, you may be a lot worse off if you take the medicine to begin with. So I've turned off the TV. You know I'm part of talk radio, but I get so tired of hearing people whine, both on my radio show as well as the talk radio I've heard back east, that I've just made it a habit to listen to some good music and country music. I'm a big bluegrass fan. Got my banjo with me. I've enjoyed some of the bluegrass sessions, and I'm not very good, particularly with arthritis in my fingers as I get a little older, but it sure is nice to sit in and strum with some great musicians you find all over the mountains. And bluegrass music's very popular back in Louisiana. There's some regular jams that go on in Denham Springs and Baton Rouge, and I've been a part of that in the past and certainly want to be a part of it in the future. So like I say, I'm taking my technological Sabbath, if you will, but I'll be gearing up next week to talk about Louisiana politics as we get into the fall elections and renew my radio show. So keep tuning in, check my website to see the times, and keep an eye on my columns. Have a good week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to my podcast this week.